Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for this 11th of August. I'm Paul White. I want to remind you it's Tuesday. That means we will have our Tuesday evening Bible study in Flowery Branch, Georgia, where we're going through the book of John for about 99.9% of my audience. All that means is, heads up, tomorrow, here comes another full-length teaching via audio, video, or both. I know most people can't make it to our meeting, but I do like to remind you that that series is ongoing. We still hear from new people who are just finding that series and finding it beneficial. So I try to encourage you from time to time, jump in on those studies. We're in tonight will be the 102nd lesson as we're working our way through the 16th chapter of John. Don't let that number overwhelm you. It's the lessons, as far as I'm concerned, they stand alone in that you could jump in anywhere. Just say you were looking for clarification on a passage, or really just looking to see what the Spirit might say through any particular passage, and I think you'll get something out of it. And for those who do go left to right, sort of chronologically through the series, I think you'll find that the context, understanding the context, does make an enormous difference on how you take in the book and what Jesus is trying to say. So encourage you to go check that out. I've been doing Old Testament stories through a New Covenant lens, or at least saying it this way, Old Testament stories with New Covenant principles. I was in Genesis yesterday. When I went back and edited that podcast, the one I did sitting in my truck, I'm not sitting in my truck today, but I'd had my Bible with me. A lot of times I'll have my Bible and my mic just in case something comes to me I want to stop and share. And that's what I did. And it started raining. And as I edited it, or at the end of the podcast, I talk about it. Oh, I'm sure you can hear the rain. When I edited it, you could hear the rain. It was loud, but it was so soothing. It was like a sleep machine kind of thing. So I let you hear some of that at the end of the podcast, just the rain hitting the top of the truck. So I kind of thought as I was editing, maybe not only will the words that we're talking or that we're speaking benefit the soul, maybe just the sound too of that storm will benefit the soul. Because sometimes the storm is like it's a refreshing. It refreshes the atmosphere. It washes everything off. We can look at it negative and say, well, the storm is causing me problems. And believe me, that storm we had yesterday was a problem causer. It knocked over docks at the lake and messed up boats, and it was pretty heavy. But in the midst of that, you see the beauty. And so maybe that's what's happening in your life right now. There's storms, but I want to encourage you to see the beauty. Speaking of storms that lead to beauty, let me tell you a story today from Genesis chapter 11, the story of the Tower of Babel. The Tower of Babel exists as a way, I think, an early attempt to explain the meaning of confusion. The Bible opens in Genesis 1 with this chaotic darkness that covers the earth, and God speaks light into it. But man seems to really want to understand why there's confusion in his culture, why there's different languages, what that confusion's all about. And the story of the Tower of Babel seems to be that attempt to explain that confusion. From that point on in the Bible, we reference the city of Babylon, a city that has actually existed in times past, but then by deep into the New Testament, stands as a metaphor. Babylon meaning confusion, and its root is Babel. Well, what happens in the story, I won't read all 9 verses, but for scriptural reference, go read Genesis chapter 11, verses 1 through 9. But the chapter opens by telling us that the earth had one language and one speech, one lip, literally in the Hebrew, one language and one lip. And the peoples come together and build themselves a city and a tower. The text says whose top is to the heavens. That doesn't mean all the way up into heaven, but they do this so that they can make a name for themselves. They say, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the earth. The Lord comes down to the city. He visits the tower and sees that there's nothing they can't do. So let's confuse their language and confuse their speech. And he does. And then, of course, men scatter over the face of the earth. You can look at this several ways. I choose to look at this story as a necessity on the part of God so that man doesn't congregate in one spot. Because man tends to, if we tend to stay with our tribe, and God wants to see the human family propagate the entire earth. And what better way to do that than splitting those tribes, different languages, different tongues? The story of the Tower of Babel is an attempt to understand why we are not all the same, why we are different. However you look at it, whether as an accurate historical record or a metaphoric story, I think the outcome is still the same in that we end up in different parts of the world as a different people, scattered, not all speaking the same language, and that becomes the universal struggle. How do we deal with people who don't look like us, don't talk like us, don't act like us? The Bible doesn't really give us an answer for a long time. It just tells us to love our neighbor. It tells us to take care of people that can't take care of themselves. And then comes the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit is poured out into the disciples. And when that happens, all of them in that room begin to speak in tongues, and there is a sort of spiritual unity that happens. And I like to imagine that the day of Pentecost, in which a new tongue is introduced to the earth called unknown tongues, is the New Testament contrast to the Old Testament story of Babylon. Whereas there was confusion at the Tower of Babel, a high place of confusion, a new high place is made called the Upper Room in Acts 2, and there is no confused tongue. There's a unified tongue, the voice of the Spirit. So it seems to me to say that the answer to the confusion, the tribalism, and the spreading out, the spreading thin of man, and we're seeing those tribes sort of rub up against one another now, and the friction is causing problems. The answer lies in the unity that is found in the Holy Spirit. And what that looks like is the great adventure of each generation, to walk into what the Holy Spirit is doing in this hour. And the Holy Spirit is a witness to what Jesus has done at the cross, and so he always moves through the lens of the new covenant. He has to, as I was teaching last week on our Tuesday in Hebrews 10, the Holy Spirit witnesses to us of these things. And so what's he witnessing to us? That our sins and iniquities are remembered no more. He's witnessing to us of a new covenant. So I think that's a way to handle that Tower of Babel that's a whole lot more beneficial to the soul than just to say, hey, a long time ago, there's a story about people built a tower and God scattered them. I say, okay, well, what's that mean? Don't build towers? Or God's against us? No, it's an attempt to understand something, and I think we see its fulfillment in New Covenant terminology. All right, we'll do another one tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.